Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Merry Christmas, everyone! Yes, this is Greg the Dive Master. It is air. Well, this is our special edition of Scuba Radio, the radio show Christmas Spectacular. So, is that right?
Scuba Radio Christmas Spectacular!
Is it a craptacular? Oh, well, it might be. We have Scuba Radio Drunken Santa in here.
Hey, Merry Christmas, losers.
Yeah, it just...
It's about time you formally invited me.
Well, okay, let me explain what
Merry
goes on.
Merry Christmas.
Every year, this time of year, it is that time of giving. It's that time of sharing the joy. And the way I give back is as little as possible is by putting this guy to work that has passed out in front of our studio pretty much 365 days a year.
Taking a nap.
Yeah, taking a nap. And you know, he smells booze and urine. Obviously, he has an issue.
I smell like the finest colognes and oils from
but he
the
work,
Far East.
You work for free beer.
Get combined.
Like everybody else here on the show. So I figure let's bring him into the studio and have him help us out during our Christmas radio show Spectacular. So Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, thank you for being here.
You said
this is the one time of year where I actually allow you in the studio. You kind of break in every now and then, but today you're welcome.
Why is that guy naked?
I don't know. I'm getting a little disturbed myself. Bill has just taken off his shirt.
Man, it is a little warm in here.
Yeah. You keep your Santa outfit on there, dude.
Oh, God.
Seriously. By the way, nice video.
I'm trying to start a trend.
Nice video, Santa.
What the hell are you talking about?
We got a video at scubaradio.com of Scuba Radio Drunken Santa captured on tape. That video of you in the parking lot of the Scuba Radio studios. You didn't see that?
No.
It's there. It's good.
You're a liar.
You look great. You looked 10 pounds heavier on TV.
He doesn't probably
though.
Remember much of that day.
I did not consent to be videotaped.
Without
the express written consent of Major League Baseball.
Okay, whatever you say there, my friend.
Batter up.
All right. Well, okay. By the way, we got this buffer zone, okay? You got to maintain at least 10 feet there.
Come on, I love you,
I told
Greg.
You that before we went on the air.
This is the most wonderful time of the year.
No touching.
We're all friends.
We're all friends, but maintain that
half naked
10-foot buffer zone. You can get closer to Bill. I'm sure he doesn't mind. If it gets
you need to work on your Christmas spirit.
I brought in some reinforcements to help out because dealing with Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is a bit of a challenge. And of course, we have Bill the producer. He has to press buttons and things like that and play music
and talk every once in a while. 3 inches of bulletproof glass between the two of us, and right. I can still smell them.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
However,
it's not that bad.
Now to counteract that stench, we have Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model with us. How you doing, Kelly?
Good. How's everybody?
Good. How's your vocal cords? You ready to perform a little ditty for us today? A little
for
Christmas
sure.
song?
I'm always ready.
It's been a while since we've had Kelly in the studio. She's been busy. I think she's taken vocal lessons. Is that what you've been taking lessons, singing lessons?
Sure.
Right.
Oh, my God. I thought I died and went to the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, Kelly's a Brazilian swimsuit model.
She is super hot, yes. Greg. How'd you get her in here?
Yeah, I paid her. Or no, I actually didn't. I told her we'd give her stuff.
You are gorgeous, honey.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
You're sexy yourself.
Oh, oh okay. Yay. Yeah. Can I sit on Santa's lap?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Look out. We might have a love connection.
This is going to be the best Christmas ever.
Really? Kelly, are you kind of like stopped up? Because you obviously can't smell that, I'm guessing, to be that close.
Yeah, I like you see it. I have some on myself too. So
okay,
she smells good.
She's juiced. She's gotten juiced.
Real nice.
Always.
She smells.
Santa Claus brought in coffee.
This is my travel mug of some warm Brazilian coffee.
Is that what that is? Why is it like sweating with like?
It's got that ice spilled up on it.
Exactly.
This is coffee.
Yeah, I trust
my
you.
My too, look.
10 feet, 10 feet. Oh, look. Okay, well, you guys got that in common. Kelly and
see,
Scoo Radio,
it's a match made in heaven.
Seem to be drinking the same Brazilian coffee.
How lovely. Auction.
Oh, we could be in trouble.
I'll share mine with you.
This could
you
be a long, long show. Yeah. Now, we do have some special things to do on the air today. I mean, this is our official Scuba Radio Christmas office party. We have a bunch of guests. Gifts to give all all the crew, and we're going to share these amongst ourselves. But we are going to share some of this stuff with the people listening at home too, because I hear that Scuba Radio Drunken Santa's sack is full. Is that true? And you have a lot of
my sack is always full. First thing with Christmas joy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, We were going to share some of these gifts with the listeners, right?
Share my Christmas love with everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be...
Especially her.
Craps... What is this, a craptacular or crapstravaganza?
This is a Scuba Radio Christmas crapstravaganza.
Crapstravaganza. That does sound a little bit better than radio show spectacular.
And more accurate, and really.
How do you say it again? Scuba Radio?
Scuba Radio has got to be first.
Yeah.
Because it's Scuba Radio.
Yeah.
And it's Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza.
Crapstravaganza. That's what this is going to be. And you know, not just the gifts today. So if you're listening, stand by your telephone and write down the number 888-88-SCUBA, because you're going to need that coming up a little bit later on.
Call us. We'd love to hear from
you. Yes, we always want to hear from our listeners, for sure. But but we're going to do some a very special thing on the show today. Not only are we going to debut a new Christmas ditty from the to add to the Scuba Radio archives, Kelly, we're going to play one of her Christmas songs today.
Very nice.
And we're going to do it for the first time ever. We're going to try to orchestrate a live reading of the what is it called?
It was the Night Before Christmas.
Oh, that's
a
what
visit,
it's called?
A Visit from Greg the Dive Master.
Oh.
That's actually the name.
Okay, so it's our little version of Twas the Night Before Christmas. Santa, yes. Are you in shape to read? Can you actually read the script here?
Of course I can read. I've got my special Santa glasses on. What are you talking
about?
He's
got like these X-ray eye things.
How do you think I read
things?
The children's lists of the naughty and nice list? Of course I can read.
Yeah.
You're so insulting.
10 feet. Yo.
You are so... He is so insulting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for what you're about to hear.
Okay, Santa, that's enough.
And God bless Greg the Dive. I love you, Greg.
Yes.
So...
Me too.
Just be cool.
I love me too. All right, so anyway, so we're going to do that on the show today. Jimmy the Bubble Boy is going to be here, Santa.
He's been very naughty.
Mermaid Tony is flying up from the Florida Keys.
Hell yeah, I've seen her on the website.
Yep, she just got back.
Every picture on that website is Tony the Mermaid, have you noticed?
Drunken Scuba Radio Santa has access to the internet.
Hello, I have a laptop.
Wow, really?
How do you think I keep track of all the children's lists?
Okay, well, he's way high-techer tech than we thought he was.
Clearly.
We're only seeing him during his passed-out moments.
I guess
time.
That's it.
Everyone has to rest. I go 24/7.
Okay, all right.
24 days, 7 minutes a day.
If you say so. All right, so we're gonna have this reading today. Kelly, you up for this too?
Yes.
I can
read in English.
You can read in English? Mm-hmm. All right. Can you talk in English?
A little bit. A little bit.
A little bit.
Actually, I have a friend that can translate for you. Next time, I'll bring her.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You know what? With a body like her, she doesn't need to speak.
That's right. My lovely Santa.
She speaks for herself.
Maybe you ought to just go ahead and sit on his lap and tell him what you want for Christmas. Kelly, have you
talk
already
talk about
done
the person that comes up.
If he's good to me, I can blow him.
Good out! What the
kisses!
You are just a nut, these Brazilians.
This is the happiest day of my life.
I love it to blow kisses.
Yes, don't we all? Oh, my God. This is going to be a long show, Bill. This is going to be a long show.
Thank you, Greg.
Stick around. We got stuff to give away. We got Twas the Night Before Christmas. We got music, mayhem, and more. And mermaids. It's all coming up on the Scuba Radio Christmas
Extravaganza.
There you go.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Tinkle, 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 it's a song all divers sing. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of tinkling. Tinkle, tinkle, divers, in our wetsuits we will go. Then give your buddy high fivers with Scuba Radio. Ho, ho! Now you must believe that it's my pet peeve when some divers deny they should just quit saying they hold it. We all know that's a lie.
Mom!
Tinkle, 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 in our wetsuits we will go.
Pa!
Take it from Kris Kringle on Scuba Radio.
I'm home.
On Scuba Radio.
Now. Won't hurt a bit.
If you say so. I'm not so sure. I think it's going to leave a nasty mark.
That's disgusting.
Well, is Scuba Radio drunk and saying you didn't like that?
It's very gross.
Very gross. Well, it's just, you know, we're just speaking the truth and sharing the Christmas love. You know, that's what it's about here at the Christmas show, Extravacraptacular. What is it again?
Crapstravaganza.
Crapstravaganza. According to Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, that's what this episode of the big show is.
And so far, I'm right on target.
Now, is it, Kelly, at the commercial break, you were telling me that Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has actually written some material to perform on the show today, that both of you are going to do this?
Yes, he did especially for me, and he did especially for him.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we're going to do that in just a bit. First, let's go to the phone lines. I think we have our buddy Bob Evans from Force Fans. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm watching some UFO movies.
Oh, yeah, that'll get you in the Christmas spirit.
Wow, Christmas home movies with Bob Evans.
Yeah, Santa.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a Scuba Radio Drunken Santa in the studio. Say hi.
Hey, how's it going?
This is
I'm going to get drunk myself. I just poured a beer.
Attaboy, it has some Christmas cheer.
There you go. You're pouring some Christmas cheer. How you doing, Bob?
Good, good. We'll make it a Christmas cheer. We're going to give a pair away to some lucky winner today for Christmas, a pair of Pro Force Fins black with bungee, the same one the Navy SEALs use.
Nice. All right, so we got a pair of Force Fins to give away today, thanks to Bob Evans of Force Fins. Let's think about this. We can't just give these things away. We got to make them do something.
You know what they need to do? They need to have been the producer for this program for at least 10 years. I think that would be the one requirement.
Nah.
They have to have seen a UFO underwater.
Okay.
An unidentified floating object.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Baby Ruth.
I believe I've seen one of those.
Yeah. You have, huh?
Of course.
Have you made one?
Greg, everybody's a comedian. This guy, I know you're trying to be funny.
No, I'm not, actually.
Sometimes they just don't land.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Thank you.
Same thing with UFOs.
Out. Yeah. All right. So have you seen a UFO underwater, or you can make up some BS story that we'll buy into? Maybe we'll hook you up with a pair of Force Fins. 888 Scuba is the number to call, 888-88-SCUBA, and we'll see if we can't give those away today. Bob, we're going to go diving this next year, though, right, Bob? Me and you.
Totally.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And now, Bob, are the Force Fins that we're giving away, are they available on the website at forcefin.com?
Sure.
Yeah, if you can get your hands on them, they take forever to make nowadays, but we're pumping them out. Just keep plugging away.
There you go.
You know, it's like making loaves of bread.
They are. They're creations. I mean, Bob. Yeah.
Except you can't put bread on your feet.
Well, you could.
Well, you can, but it'll disintegrate.
Yeah, it'd be a mess.
and they're just like loaves of bread, except you can't really eat the fins.
And wrong holiday, because it's not Easter.
Thanks. Thanks for that, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes. All right, so...
Drunk Giant.
Well, Bob, we will definitely set it up so we can go do some diving. And by the way, congratulations on the Nogi Awards, Aradima, a few weeks ago. 50-year anniversary. You and Suzanne did a phenomenal job setting up that event. It was a treat to be there, and I want to thank you for that.
Who's clapping?
Everybody was clapping. The elves.
Hey, have fun with that Santa. I wish I was there with you guys, and it sounds like a lot of fun. Have a great Christmas, everyone.
All right, you too, Bob. Take care, buddy.
Okay, talk to you real soon, Greg. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Right. Oh, he was gonna say hi bye to Santa and Kelly.
Bob Evans is one of my top elves.
He is. He's one of your top elves.
He's in charge of making all the fins.
Interesting.
He does. good
he's
point.
He's your chief financial officer?
Now, Bill is funny. That's a good example. Bill is funny. Greg is not.
Kelly, what do you think about that? Do you think that's true or no?
Yes.
Oh,
whatever son to say.
Wrong answer. Cut her off.
Oh, she is so nice.
All right, Barry.
Whatever son to say.
Barry is on the line. He's dialed up 888-88 Scuba. Barry, how you doing, buddy? Barry, are you there?
There it is.
He's not a UFO.
Oh, I think we lost him. He was abducted. All right. Well, once again, 888-88 Scuba. If you can give us a story of you seeing a UFO underwater or some other BS.
He's being probed. He's being probed as we speak.
Okay, thank you for that. I don't know if I like that underwater thing. Maybe, just call us up and sing a little Christmas carol. Let's keep it in the Christmas spirit.
So the first person to call and sing a Christmas carol worthy of a pair of Force Fins?
Pros, yeah.
Wow.
That's like a several hundred dollar value right there.
That is a quality piece of dive equipment gear.
And I'm not sure we should do it for the first. We might have to stretch this out over an hour or two.
Greg, instead of putting up stockings, do divers hang up fins?
They hang up fins. Do they hang up fins? They could. If they did, they probably wouldn't get much in them. Because there's no toes in the forest fence.
You think of everything.
Yeah, thank
you. That's why you're the mastermind behind Scuba Radio.
Yeah, I am. I am a genius. I am. Thank you.
So, does the fun ever start?
I've asked myself that many times before. And you know, yeah, it does. I mean, you know, matter of fact, let's do this. You've supposedly written some material for the Christmas show, Crapstravaganza.
Yeah, you finally said it right.
Crapstravaganza. You evidently have some kind of plan.
Yes, and my lovely, super hot elf, Kelly, is going to help me. I've been around a long time, and I have come across a lot of things that people say to Santa that sound dirty, but in fact are not really.
Hold on. Okay, then I'll tell you what. We better take a break first. I want to check this out. Maybe we'll take some of these Christmas carols or UFO sightings underwater, ward these force fins. Let me approve this material before it goes on the air there, Santa.
Okay, Fruitcake.
We have standards.
All right, Fruitcake.
They're really low.
All right, Fruitcake.
Oh, boy, what is he drinking? That is not coffee.
Greg the Fruitcake.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It's the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza, according to Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. Now, I've looked at this material. I'm not sure if it's suitable for air, but what the hell. Most of the stuff we do isn't. But before we do that, we got a couple people that want a shot at these force fins. Let's give them that chance. Gary, you're on the air. Welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Just going to a Christmas party this afternoon.
Okay, so Bill tells me that you have seen an underwater floating object. Is that true?
Oh, my God, yes. Well, they're not floating if they're underwater now, are they?
A good point. Okay, so it's suspended in midwater.
If they're not sinking.
Well, what did you see, Gary? We won't get technical on you.
I used to go to the ice floe races up in Ontario.
Yeah?
And sponsored by the Trident Underwater Club. It was a scuba thing on St. Patrick's Day every year.
Right.
And we did this for 5 or 6 years with the Pittsburgh Explorers Club,
yeah.
Pittsburgh Underwater Club, and a couple of other dive clubs from the western Pennsylvania area. And there'd always be unidentified floating and some X-rated words there that objects in the water that it would be usually frozen.
They would be frozen objects.
Yes.
But they're X-rated frozen objects.
We're swimming icebergs down the river on St. Patrick's Day wearing dry suits and scuba gear.
Okay, I'm not sure. Bill, what is he talking about? What kind of frozen objects that are X-rated? Let's think about that one. Russ, you're calling in from Baltimore. Did you see something underwater, too, along those lines?
Well, not exactly like that. I was actually, we were down in Costa Rica not too long ago, and we saw these white streaks, these unidentified floating objects, white streaks, and it was kind of freaking out a lot of folks. The visibility wasn't good that day, and we were, as we were diving, we were wondering whether to cancel the dive. Well, it turned out the vis was so bad, what it was really turned out to be was Caribbean white tip sharks.
Oh, okay, that is that's a bad thing. Yeah, you want to know what those things are before they sneak up on you. I thought he was going to talk about something I saw on the Galapagos, which ended up being whale snot. I kid you not. We'll figure it out after the break.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 117. Fins do not come from Finland.
We call it his lucky fin.
They come from Korea and China.
What's wrong with his fin?
Like everything else.
I recommend you buy American.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, the chief medical officer for Divers Alert Network. You're in charge of the Dan emergency hotline, aren't you, Nick?
That I am.
What would you say is the most common reason divers call Dan?
That's easy. Ear trouble.
Seriously?
Issues with ears are the most common reason divers call both the Dan emergency hotline and the medical information line.
Is it that serious?
Well, ear barrel traumas rarely cause chronic or permanent injury, but they can be painful. Not all divers call with injury, though. They may have trouble equalizing as a general rule. They may want to know about diving while congested. They may just have water in their ears. Like I said, they call for all sorts of ear-related reasons.
Ears are more important than I thought.
I hear you.
Good one.
Thank you.
I'm guessing taking care of your ears ranks pretty high on the important, quote-unquote, things to do list. What are some things we should be doing?
Protecting your ears actually should start before the dive. The most common sense protection is simply to take care of yourself. Colds and other common ailments can cause congestion and can cause trouble when you dive.
What about allergies?
You'll want to enlist the help of your doctor to find a medication or treatment that helps control your symptoms. If your doctor isn't sure about how the treatment might interact with diving, have them call Dan. We'll be happy to help.
What about divers who take over-the-counter drugs to help them clear their ears?
For the record, Dan does not recommend taking decongestants as a means of being able to equalize your ears. If you're ill, you shouldn't be diving for a number of reasons. And if you have a chronic condition, you should be under the care of a doctor. We really do discourage self-diagnosis and self-medicating.
And for all those foolish few who do it anyway,
be sure to take it early enough that it has a chance to take full effect. And please, incorporate the fact that you're taking a drug into your dive plan. It can wear off underwater, and if it does, you could find yourself in trouble.
What if you're not congested, but you're still having trouble equalizing?
Don't force it. Either ascend a few feet to relieve the pressure before trying again, or try a different method. If your ears are sensitive, try to equalize every 1 to 2 feet so the pressure doesn't build up too much.
What if you still experience pain?
Stop the dive. As with so many physical conditions, it's best to listen to what your body is telling you. If your ears are refusing to equalize, or if you have ear pain, there's a reason. But don't make it worse by forcing the dive.
How about taking care of your ears after the dive?
An important aspect of diving is our external ear canals, which is what causes swimmer's ear. If people are diving once or twice in a day, it's probably not much of an issue. But for people who are diving multiple times in a day or for multiple days in a row, good external ear hygiene is very important. A big piece to this can simply be the use of swimmer's ear drops, which help to stave off or prevent swimmer's ear.
And if you do everything right and you're still having trouble?
Get medical help. Again, ear barrel traumas rarely cause permanent damage, but because it's a possibility, you don't want to fool around with it.
I hear you. When your ears are talking to you, it's important to listen. Being able to equalize is a key part to diving, so take good care of your ears. And if they're just not up for it, don't force it. Return to the surface and protect your ear so they'll be good to dive another day. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so those pair of force fins for our Scuba Radio Christmas show,
Crapstavaganza.
All right, we're going to give them to
Russ from Owings Mills, Maryland.
Congratulations, Russ. Merry Christmas to you. You do want to know if those are white tip sharks when you're seeing them underwater, especially if they're sneaking up on you. But I thought he was going to go somewhere to a similar situation I saw in the Galapagos.
Yes.
At the end of a dive, we're doing our safety stop, and there's this long, clear, almost jellyfish-looking type substance.
Okay.
It looked like I thought it was a jellyfish.
Okay.
And I took pictures of it, the whole thing, and I got back to the surface, and I said, what was that? They said, well, that's whale snot. I'm like, what? And they said, yes, those are whale boogers.
That's
strange.
Made up.
No. I mean, it was the truth. It was the truth. That day was just, it's the goo that comes out of whales, evidently.
Where?
I don't know.
They don't
know.
Have a nose. They got that blowhole at the top.
Maybe they come out of, you know, when they get stopped up, it comes out of their blowhole. But that's what they told me. They did it with a straight face. I'm buying it.
Duh, they're sperm whales.
That's okay. It's not exactly the same.
Mystery solved.
If they were.
You're welcome.
All right. I guess we got a couple minutes here. Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, and Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has been working on some kind of Christmas festive material they would like to share with the world.
Christmas festive.
This is like this is like Letterman quality.
Yeah, you've been working on this all year, haven't you?
Entertainment.
Okay. All right. You know, this is the one time of year where we give Scuba Radio Drunken Santa the stage, and Kelly, you're going to help him. Translate, is that how this is?
Of course.
Okay, all right. Kelly, Brazilian swimsuit model and Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. What is this material about exactly?
This is going to be 15 things that are said around Christmas time that sound dirty but are not.
Oh, okay.
In reality, they sound dirty, but they're not.
All right. Okay? We got 15 of them.
Okay, Kelly, you do the first one.
All right, Kelly.
I love...
Yes. God, she's so hot.
Right. Why Santa's sack is really bulging this year?
Yes, it is. Santa's sack is really bulging this year.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that.
Right. Okay. I'm not liking the way this is going.
Here's another one. This is another Christmas thing that sounds dirty but isn't. Don we now our gay apparel.
And that's dirty how?
If I have to explain it, everything.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Okay, go ahead. Move on.
Okay, Kelly, you do that one.
What is it, Kelly?
Get right up on the mic, honey.
Okay, babe. I love licking the end until it's really sharp and pointed.
Hey there. She's talking about a lollipop.
Of course.
Or
she
an
is.
Icicle.
Yeah.
Okay, is this another Christmas thing that sounds dirty but isn't?
We're in so much trouble.
Wow, that fruitcake is really hard. And this is Kelly.
All right, just keep going.
Kelly.
Let's pick up the pace.
She can't wait to sit on his lap.
Hey now!
And McMahon showed up there for a half a second.
Yeah.
Come inside where it's nice and warm.
Okay, that sounds Christmassy. Sure, warm and fuzzy. All right, Kelly, what do you got next?
The nuts are delicious.
Nuts are delicious.
Yeah.
Do we have some? I didn't see any.
Hey, what's your favorite kind of nut, Kelly?
Peanuts. Those are my favorite. Peanuts?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, keep
going. Wow.
Keep going.
Okay, this is another Christmas saying that sounds dirty but isn't. Make sure you get a video of her playing with her new toys. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. Oh, brother.
Okay,
Kelly?
I think that one was made for you, Greggy.
What?
Sicko.
Your balls are hung so nicely.
Yes, yeah, Christmas ornaments is what we're talking about, of course. Hurry.
From here, it's hard to tell if they're real or fake.
That's Christmas trees.
Christmas trees, yes.
I think the producer's telling me we have time for just a couple more.
Okay, go. You're on. Kelly?
Do you think that will fit in this box?
I have that problem all the time.
Let's find out.
Okay.
This is another Christmas saying that sounds dirty but isn't. The last couple of hoes were the loudest. Thank you very much. Where's my clapping?
Yes, clapping.
Bill,
It's over.
To the studio audience, thank you very much.
I think I'm crying.
Try the veal.
Sorry, the applause light stuck, apparently.
All right, so you know what? That was as about as bad as I expected it to be.
That was comedy, Greg. Learn from that.
I could learn a lot from that. Here's what not to do in 2011. Maybe, Bill, you think?
You may be onto something there.
All right, more coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Want to enjoy your next local dive or dive vacation even before getting your feet wet? Well, then go to clickanddive.com. Literally thousands of photos, videos, and even 3D virtual tours of dive sites from around the world can be found at clickanddive.com. With just a few clicks, you can book your next dive with the right operator when and where you choose. Just go to clickanddive.com. Basic membership is free. So know before you go and just click and dive. That's click the letter N, dive.com.
This is Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa. All through the dive boat, not a creature was stirring except a mouse. Use your mouse and click on ScubaRadio.com for everybody on your Christmas list. A Scuba Radio hat for Timmy. A jacket for Jill. Scuba Radio t-shirts look great, especially on mermaids, preferably soaking wet. ScubaRadio.com. That's ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Ooh, is that fruitcake? Oh, I love fruitcake.
I am Christmas.
Scuba Santa, just sleep is not gone. The tree for me. I've been another dive girl, Scuba Santa, but we can still go diving tonight.
This is not an artificial tree. This is aluminum.
Scuba Santa, there's something I think you should know. I should. Cause Scuba Radio, hey, Scuba Santa. So listen and we go diving tonight. So listen and we go dive tonight. I will be waiting.
Ah, yes. Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, in the studio with us today. It kind of brings back memories, warm and fuzzy memories from last year.
It's making me sweat.
Okay. That was a little too much information there, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. Yeah, we got to do some more singing with you, Kelly. Have you been practicing last few months? You've been doing a lot of stuff lately. I know, because we haven't heard from you.
Yes, I've been very busy.
Very busy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've been blessed this year. A lot of good things happen.
You've been what this year?
Blessed.
Blasted.
Blessed this year? Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
So this is that coffee you're drinking. I know you miss me, but I'm
of course.
Sorry.
Well, okay. Well, you know, we got a lot of gifts we got to open up here today. We got to figure out what to do about this stuff.
Yeah, I love gifts. So
you like free stuff, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see if we can dig into Santa's sack here and award Kelly.
As far as
yeah, I love Santa's sack.
Thank you.
I figured.
Santa's sack loves you too, honey. As far as Kelly's singing is concerned, two words.
Yeah.
Auto-tune.
Auto-tune, okay. That's a compliment,
that
Kelly.
Google it.
Google it, okay. We'll give that a shot. Barry, you're on Scuba Radio. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and to the whole gang there.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Barry.
Thank you. I bet you it's nice and warm where you are.
It is. It is nice and warm. What are you underwater and trying to set the mood here today or what?
No, actually, I'm on dry land, but I'm heading north. I'm in South Carolina, and it's currently about 49 degrees here and dropping.
Wow. Glad I'm not you.
That's why I said it's probably warm where you are.
Yes. Well, have you been doing any diving down in South Florida lately where you're based out of or no?
No, I haven't done any diving in the past couple of weeks because, you know, as you know, when the cold fronts come down, the waves get rather nasty.
Yeah, I've heard the wind has been a little bit rough down there, keeping the dive operators at bay. But, hey, it's the holidays. It'll probably blow through, and maybe we'll have a good Christmas week. Very busy time for divers on vacation, so they take advantage of that down here in Florida. So we'll see how the next week goes. You think you might dive in as well, or do you know?
I'll try to right now. We're heading up to Williamsburg, Virginia to do a little history touring. And the way you do diving in Florida this time of year is you just got to time it out for when those fronts come through and the wind comes out of the west. It flattens out the water for about a day or so.
Well, exactly. Are you going to be back before New Year's?
Yeah, I'll be back before New Year's. We'll actually be driving back Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Okay, well, we'll touch base. Maybe you can join us New Year's Eve in Bimini.
That would be really cool.
All right. I'll tell you all about it here right now, as a matter of fact. Did you know about this Drunken Santa New Year's Eve? We're going to go over to the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort and do a little radio show.
I heard the word bikini, and then I looked over at Kelly.
Bimini. Bimini. Have you ever been to Bimini, Kelly?
In the Bahamas? So, with you, I think. Yeah.
We did?
Is that a place that we went for the wild dolphins?
Yeah. It is. That is true. Gosh, I forgot
I know,
all about that.
I know, it's age. You're forgetting your memory.
No,
I understand.
I'd blocked it out. Trust me. I'd blocked
sure.
it, Kelly. No, we're going back to Bimini, though, for New Year's Eve. Celebrate with Neil Watson and the crew. Well, you want to come?
I come all the time.
You come all over, I'm sure, for you would come.
God bless us, everyone.
I mean,
you don't even know what to say right now.
No, I'm just saying you do. You come all any time you would come over with us if we.
Yeah,
met.
I like to come. It's fine.
All right, we'll see what we can do. I don't know, but it is New Year's. Matter of fact,
come
Neil Watson
on, come
is
on over
join
here.
Us.
Come up, bring it on over here.
I will come for you.
Come see Santa.
Oh boy! Now, so we'll see if we can make that happen. I think that'll be a good time. But Neil's going to come on the show here an hour or two and give us all the details. Who knows? Maybe Scuba Radio Drunken Santa could even make it over. Are you allowed out of the country?
I do have a passport. Hello. How would I deliver presents to all the good little boys and girls?
Yeah, well, I noticed you just seem to be delivering them to the good little girls or the bad little girls.
Kelly is going to get the majority of my sack.
And yeah? I love it. I can't wait.
Yeah, you want all his presents, don't you? Every single one.
Yes. Can't wait to grab his sack.
Are you? Is it a material girl kind of thing,
She's
Kelly?
She's going to get the biggest one.
Really? She's going to get the biggest prize.
The biggest present for her.
I hope so. I'll be sitting in your lap for the two last hours.
Yeah. It's just that's just part of the benefit of coming to the Christmas show, Crapstravaganza.
Crapstacular.
Yeah. Did you think it would be this satisfying?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't think so, but now I know that it is.
Yeah, look at all these presents.
I'm making love.
Did you see that? I mean, we have a huge table full of presents.
I know. My eyes are shining. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? It's been a good year here for the Scuba Radio crew.
That's not a candy cane in my pants.
Oh, sorry.
But it is bent like that.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Why is that? What happened?
Because it's that time of the year. Most wonderful time of the year.
Okay. All right. I'm going out on a limb. That is not coffee, Bill. That is not coffee. All right. We got another hour of this mayhem on deck.
Shenanigans.
Come here, Callie.
All right.
Here, Callie.
Ho, ho, ho.
And we got more stuff to give away. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It's the Scuba Radio
Crepstravaganza.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.